Deutsche Welle, learning by ear. Listen up, shape your future.
Welcome to episode 4 of our series, Everyone's Different, Respect for Minorities. This series is about people who, for different reasons, are discriminated against. However, they don't just accept their fate. Instead, they fight for their rights and for a more tolerant society. Today, we are meeting two young men from South Africa. Ryan and Junior have some things in common. They both live in Cape Town. They're about the same age and they're both gay. And yet their lives are so different. Ryan is a white South African. Junior is a black Congolese who has fled to Cape Town. South Africa has a name for being the most gay-friendly African country. Whether this is actually true, you'll hear now. Come along with us and visit both of them in Cape Town today.
Hi, my name's Ryan. I'm going to be serving to you tonight. Well, this is our food menu if you want to have a look through. We've got, like, amazing burgers. So if you want to, like, check through, I'll give you some time.
Ryan works at the hippest gay restaurant in Cape Town. There's pink everywhere. The waiters wear pink-black training singlets, pink garlands hang down the walls, and pink cowboy hats sit on the tables. Ryan is also wearing one of these singlets, as well as denim shorts and trainers. It's an unusual uniform for a waiter, but Beefcakes is an unusual restaurant. All its serving staff are gay or lesbian. Gay means men that love men. Women who love women are called lesbian. Ryan is also gay. For the native Cape Towner, the city is the best thing that could have happened to him.
I love it. I absolutely love it. I'm very lucky because people here are so open-minded. There's no, like, hate crime or anything like that. You are so free to be whoever you want to be. And there's no, like, animosity or anything like that. Well, I mean, obviously there's, like, a little bit, but it's, like, I can go down the street in a pair of hot pink shorts and, like, no one will even bat an eyelid.
It was for exactly this reason that Junior also wanted to come to Cape Town.
My name is Junior Maema. I'm 23. I'm from the Democratic Republic of Congo, and especially Kinshasa.
Anyone?
Junior is sitting in the office of PASOP. He helps out here sometimes as a volunteer. PASOP is a charitable society that helps gay and lesbian refugees to find their way in South Africa. The young man from the Democratic Republic of Congo has been living in Cape Town for 1 year now.
I came to South Africa following my life. My life was in danger in Congo. I faced all kind of backlash from my family because I was even in university, and then, you know, I couldn't even study because, you know, people were like, oh, that guy is gay. You know, Congo is a very conservative nation. So, like, being the way I was and the way I still am was not acceptable by the society, by my family and everybody. So I was busy online looking for another place where I can live freely and happy the way I am. I found that South Africa was gay friendly. I said, oh, let me just move there, and it was very easy for me.
Junior is one of thousands of African refugees who have come to South Africa on account of their sexual orientation. The South African government has granted them asylum. This makes South Africa exceptional on the continent. According to figures from PASOP, it is unlawful or even illegal to be homosexual in 38 African countries. In some places, you could face up to 15 years in jail for being gay. Junior was also constantly being discriminated against in Congo. It was especially bad when he was studying in Kinshasa.
It was very tough. Even university, I used to stay by myself, by my home. There were many gay also like me, but we couldn't, like, be together because if we were together, you know, what's going to happen? So I was studying law, and then, you know, some prof said, no, we don't like this kind of people, these gay people, it's not normal. And at home, my own mother, she tried to kill me also. That's why I left.
Junior walks along the streets of Cape Town. He's wearing tight jeans and a black leather jacket, as well as mascara and lipstick. This would have been impossible in Congo. Cape Town, on the other hand, is considered to be the most gay-friendly city in the whole of Africa. There are music festivals, clubs, and restaurants, especially for gay people. It has gained the nickname Pink City. However, Junior's Cape Town looks quite different.
Cape Town is gay-friendly when you stay in a very safe place. Most of the people who really enjoy that gay freedom are white South African, because white South African, they are improving their way of understanding homosexuality and all this. But if you go like in township, they still don't understand it. You know, it's very hard, it's very tough.
Unfortunately, being gay in South Africa is not just a question of being gay. It is also a question of your skin color. White homosexuals can live openly and freely in Cape Town. If you're black, it is totally different. Worst of all, black lesbians are very often being raped. There is a superstition here that raping a gay woman will make her heterosexual and thus make her interested in the opposite sex. The white man Ryan, in contrast, has had until now very few negative experiences in the restaurant.
I mean, every now and then you do get an idiot who, they think they're being smart by, like, making fun of you or something like that, but it's very rare, and I think we're lucky because it's such, like, a family vibe here that if someone pick on one of the waiters, there'd be five other waiters there to, you know, put him in his place.
Leonie really can't understand any of this. The heterosexual Cape Town woman likes sitting at the beach promenade and watching people. She thinks it is great and exciting that people are so different, how they behave and dress and speak. Most of her friends are gay, and Leonie just doesn't understand why anyone has a problem about whether someone is gay or lesbian.
The friendship is about the person. So being gay comes later. It's more about, are my interests aligned with that person? Do I enjoy their company? Are their morals set up the same as mine? Can we go on holiday together? Like any other heterosexual friendship. And, you know, the gayness is just their sexual orientation. It really doesn't affect the friendship at all.
Leonie watches two men holding hands as they laugh and walk by.
They're not shy to kiss in public. They're not shy to hold each other's hands. They're not shy about their gayness, and that's a very beautiful thing. I think it's very important for gay people in any society to be able to show affection publicly and not be scrutinized. I think there's still a lot of people that need to understand that, you know, your sexual orientation doesn't make the person. It is something that is part of you and that you can't get away of, but it definitely doesn't define who you are. If more people realize that early on in their lives could be so much easier in terms of accepting other people, but also in terms of accepting themselves.
Congolese Junior also hopes for that. He's disappointed that Cape Town is not the gay paradise he'd hoped it would be. He has not yet found a job and is almost always broke, but he's not giving up. He strives as an activist for gay and lesbian rights worldwide.
This gay thing is not something which is happening just in South Africa. It's not something which is happening just in Congo. Everywhere there are gay people. And they are struggling for their human rights. Everywhere. Some African leaders say it's an African to be gay. Being gay is not an African. It's a human reality.
Also, Ryan, the Beefcakes restaurant waiter, hopes that one day it won't matter if a person is gay or straight.
In a perfect world, there would be no, like, hatred or animosity or anything like that. But unfortunately, people have got those, like, preconceptions in their head. I would, like, hope that people would not call, like, random guys walking down the street a faggot or, like, call, like, black people, like, whatever. But at the end of the day, you just gotta be patient and hope for the best.
With this appeal for a more tolerant society from Junior and Ryan in Cape Town, this episode of Learning by Ear comes to an end. Have any of you experienced examples of discrimination yourselves? Or have you caught yourselves being prejudiced towards others? Share your experiences with us. And if you'd like to hear this or any other episode of the series again, just go to our website at dw.de/LBE. There you will also find a link to our Facebook page where you can post comments. Until next time, bye.